I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live in studio on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 4th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville is here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Good to be back.
It is nice to be back. Even though this is Germ Central.
I slept good last night.
It's better to be back in our home studio, back in our comfort zone.
I slept well. Definitely better. Comfortable with my pillows, but I must have been such a disaster that my wife left the room. And I do kind of remember her
snoring.
I think I have a lot of shoulder issues and I flip around with the pillows and stuff.
Right. Well, at least you don't flip and sleep on the foot side of the bed, you know, which I do sometimes.
Oh, that's got to be
a
nightmare.
You wind up down by the
wife.
Bottom of the bed?
I flop around, like literally like a fish.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Because your whole body is down at the base of the bed.
No, my head. I'll put my head at the foot.
I just flip. He's upside down.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
Anything to go to sleep.
No, I guess I was a nightmare. I remember, I went to bed way before her. Yeah. She had taken a nap, and then she worked at night. Like, our schedules just were totally different. So I went to bed early, and then she got into bed later, and I don't even barely remember it, but I do remember her complaining about something. And then when I woke up, she wasn't there. She was in Isabella's room. Maybe Isabella was crying. I don't know when she bounced, but I think it was my tossing and turning that made her leave.
Sure didn't help. Oh, my computer's acting up again. It always acts up when I come back from Florida.
It was just good to be back at the house, back in my bed.
Back in bed at 7:30?
I was in bed by 7:30, but I watched the first half of the Terps, I probably went to sleep. Yeah,
that was a disaster. I gave up on that one.
Sleep.
Yeah,
I gave up on that one about 7 minutes to go. That became obvious.
I was pleasantly surprised that there wasn't that much traffic leaving the airport. I got home in under an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't
bad. Which to me was a win.
I got on my flight, and the woman sitting next to me, I upgraded my seat because I needed some more leg room.
Yeah.
$37.
All right.
Anyway, so I get to my seat, 7C, and she's in 7B, and she's wiping everything down.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, she had a rack of hand wipes.
That's what I did.
She's wiping the entire plane.
Right.
That's what I did.
I said, yeah, you got it all covered, don't you?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm a germaphobe anyway.
Yeah.
I said, all right. So she wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah.
That's more discussion than I had with the person who was sitting next to me.
That was about it. That's
thankfully,
all I had.
I didn't talk to the woman next to me the entire time.
I did not.
Not even a pleasantry, which is
fine. I had a younger
fine.
Girl. She was probably in her 20s.
Yeah.
Even if I said hi, she probably think I'm just a horny old guy.
No, I just,
you know what I mean?
Just
stay
I sat
away
down.
From it.
I put on my seatbelt. I locked into Knives Out. I watched that on the flight. It timed perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a solid 4.5 cake batters.
Heard it's a pretty good movie.
It was very good.
I don't know anything about Knives
Out. It ended right as we began our final descent. It was perfect.
They had three movies, I believe, available on JetBlue. I think they had Frozen 2. They had
Correct.
Knives Out. I can't remember the third choice.
Ford v. Ferrari.
Yeah, Ford versus Ferrari.
A few good viewing options.
I have to say I was pleased with JetBlue. I mean, I've flown JetBlue many times before, but just like it. I paid the extra $45 for the leg room again because you also, the added benefit, you get to board first.
That's true. You were in group A. I was a little bit jealous.
Why do you like to board first? I never understand that bit.
Overhead. You want to make sure you get the overhead space. See, you were in the last group and you had to give them your thing. You had to go down to baggage claim. I avoid that. So
I don't know. I know that. I know this. Were you bluffing when you said that the security lines at the airport were out of control?
No, it was. There was a line all the way out, almost to that restaurant. Whatever.
What
that
time
bar.
Did you go? We left at around 11:10 from the hotel. We had to drop off the rental car. We then got our tickets. Yeah. We went to the security line. I don't know. I'll say roughly 11:45.
Yeah.
12, maybe even 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
It took us 5 minutes.
By the way, we also had.
Well, I got there at. Hold on. So I what time did I take the shuttle? What time was
you
that?
You took it at 11? Probably, yeah, 11, 11:05.
So I probably got to the airport around 11:10.
Yeah.
We
got a bit later.
Just between 11:10 and whatever time you got
there?
Well,
we had to drop off the car at Enterprise, so that gave us a little more lag time. Yeah. So it probably thinned out.
The line was all the way out to where all the shops were.
Well, I'll tell you where there was no line. A lot of people were like, hey, man, if you have time, go to Sam Sneed's at the airport. Okay, and here's the dynamic.
I talked about Sam Sneed's yesterday.
Sure. But
it's a fantastic.
When you say a lot of people were saying, what are you talking about?
People at the ballpark while we were broadcasting. Hey, Freedom Dave's like, hey, man, if you have time, go to Sam Sneed's.
Oh, okay.
And when you go to when you go to an airport.
Yeah.
Every single establishment that serves alcohol
is
it couldn't be more jam packed.
Yeah.
I mean, people just overflowing.
Yeah.
Sam Sneed's, I didn't see one person inside the establishment. I don't think there was an employee in there.
Oh, really?
I think there were cobwebs and tumbleweeds blowing through
now, to
Sam
be fair,
Sneed's.
That's on the outside of
that's
the
true.
Security line.
That's true.
So if you're going to sit down there, you're going to have to have plenty of time. Like if you have 3 hours. And you're not worried about it because that's a restaurant.
Right.
If you're going down there for a meal.
I think it was as we passed it, Drab turned to me and said, I never eat before the security line.
I don't like
that. I was like,
either.
I'm with you.
Well, yeah, why would you do that?
No, no, you always eat after security because it's the stress of maybe having to wait in line.
It doesn't even make sense why there would be a restaurant before security.
I don't get it either.
Unless you want to eat with your family.
Or you're
you
waiting for someone to arrive.
By the way, something else
I
that I experienced yesterday that I've never experienced when flying, and I don't fly a lot, but I go through the machine where you put your hands up, do this, that bit, and then I get a secondary screening from a TSA agent. He says, put your arms out to the side. So I put my arms out like this, and he gives me a pat down like on my shoulders, my upper shoulders and my neck.
Right.
I was just wearing a t-shirt. I was like, what?
Maybe your traps were swollen.
I was like, what do you look? What could you possibly be looking for?
You got some metal?
A buzzer? A buzzer like Altuve had on.
A buzzer. I'm wearing a buzzer through security.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the one good thing actually about the TSA pre. Another thing I like is that you don't have to go through that machine. You just go through the mag,
right?
Which takes one.
Well,
second.
I just thought Jason was probably messing with us to get scared because I think Cakes got the message.
I said, sent so you're telling me Cakes. There was no line.
We got through in one, 5 or 6 minutes.
No, it was less than five.
So, did you go to a different airport? I don't know how it cleared
we
out.
We went to Palm Beach
they probably
International
just opened
airport.
Up another gate or
they
something.
They must have done something.
You know, sometimes they don't. And, you know, they wait until it gets pulled, and then they open up another.
Because, believe me, it was a complete poop show when I got there.
Yeah.
The only waiting was the part where you take off your shoes. Like, literally, the line had one person in front, so that person went. Then I think John went, then I went, then Dram went, whatever the order was. And then you got to the part where you have to take off
hooked.
The shoes.
You got hooked.
Yeah. I mean, I actually looked at my clock. I was like, oh, Jason must have been messing with us to give us a panic.
And if you have a choice, look, I love my kids. You avoid people that are in the security line in your one line that have small kids because it takes them forever to get through.
Yeah.
Like get through the mag, get their kids. I don't know if the kids have to take their shoes off or not. I have no idea.
It depends on the age.
It takes them forever. Strollers, kids, diaper bags.
I think it's under 10 and over 75. You don't have to. Something like that.
Yeah, over 75. They did say that.
Correct.
Be insulting if they say you keep your shoes on when we're
hey, 75-year-old Codger, go on through.
Yeah. Well, again, TSA pre. You don't have to do any of that.
Just put your bags
there. It's not money bags. It's $100 for 5 years. It's $20 a year.
It's a pretty good perk. It's not bad.
I'm just lazy because don't you have to go to the airport to register?
That's only for the international one.
Oh, okay.
You can to register. You can go to like a Staples or something.
Oh, really?
Or like an Office Depot, and they'll hook you.
Oh, okay. I got to do that.
You got to look it up.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Because yesterday, I could have used that.
I think you could use it every time.
Because the regular security line literally was wrapped around. I mean, TSA was pretty long, but there was probably only 50 people in it.
TSA pre, the problem with it is it's becoming so popular that it's less of an advantage oftentimes with the line. But it is an advantage. You don't have to take all your crap off. You can even keep a light jacket on. Don't have to take your shoes off. Don't have to take your computer out.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did open up my bag. My bag has a million things in it. I had hemorrhoidal wipes.
Oh, yeah, you got all kinds of stuff in there.
I had my wipes to wipe the seat down everywhere I went. So that did take an extra minute. She had to go through my bag. She checked my computer.
What's the liquid threshold in terms of ounces?
Like four three. Or 5 ounces or something?
I think it's three. I think over three.
I thought it was small. I thought there was a chance. I brought my grooming lounge cream.
That gets through.
And my grooming lounge hair cream, which
that gets
is just
through.
Gel, and it's 5 ounces. It says right there it's 5 ounces.
Yeah, but it's small enough.
It did get through.
Well,
I mean, it's actually
pass.
Pretty big,
yeah.
But it's kind of wide.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it looks like it should probably be 8 to 12 ounces, but it says 5 ounces.
It gets through. I was nervous about that, too. Yeah. Also,
because I don't like carrying the big shave cream, you know what I mean? Like the one that I use at home.
I don't even know if, can you bring that? Does that work? You can, yeah.
You can, but you have to bring kind of the travel size.
Exactly.
You can bounce it out, but the grooming lounge one works.
Or you cannot bring shaving cream and or razors, which I'd never
Or hair tried. Cream. See, you don't worry about hair cream.
Hair cream, nope. Don't bring it ever. How would I bring it? Why
All
would I bring
I know
it?
Is it was good to get back.
Good to be back.
And it's not like it was 20 degrees. I walked outside.
It was nice. It was pleasant.
Wife picked me up. It was 60 degrees.
No, I was outside for like 3 hours yesterday.
It was awesome. But anyway, getting back to the Maryland Terrapins, there's just one number you have to look at, and it's 6 for 32. They now rank 296th in the country in 3-point shooting.
Trending towards 300.
Abilene Christian is a better 3-point shooting team.
Well, that's why ultimately it's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Right.
And people don't like it. I know Scott Van Pelt got upset when Maryland fans are like doom and gloom. I mean, the writing's on the wall.
They have
to get hot.
Look, this is the second cycle this season of getting my hopes up and then disappointed.
Look, anything can happen.
They got hot, then they swooned.
It's not like that's a small sample size. That's 30
games. And they got hot again.
30 games of shooting 30.9%.
And there's one thing you have to do to advance and survive these underdog teams. You got to be able to shoot the three. You got to be able to defend it, too.
And to be fair, they're not big underdogs. They lost to Michigan State, and Rutgers is actually pretty good this year.
Yeah, they're
decent. Rutgers is really good at home.
They're decent, yeah, for sure.
And if there was any thought of Rutgers being on the bubble, that game last night gets them in.
But now they may not win the Big Ten.
But here's the thing.
I don't think they will.
They can win a share of it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
See, Michigan State is now doing what they always do, is always gets his boys ready for March, right? So now they're tied with Maryland. Michigan State plays Ohio State in the final regular season game at home. They'll win that. Maryland plays Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So the best they can do is tie, which kind of sucks because they had kind of controlled their own destiny. They could have won the conference outright, but losing 3 of 4 hurt.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I root for them, but I expect not much.
Probably still going to be a 2 seed, so let's see what happens.
Doesn't even matter.
They're
vulnerable.
Believe over 30 games, they're not better than 30%.
Well, Wiggins has not had a great shooting year for a guy that shot almost 40% from threes last year. Cowan is what he is, probably about a 32-33% three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Sticks at times has been their best, and that's about it.
I think Smith, percentage-wise, is their best.
Morsel every once in a while. Smith, bank one in.
Ayala, all those guys. They've all just been clanking.
Wiggins is hyped up as this NBA prospect. I don't see it.
He's a great athlete, but a lot of that was the way he shot the ball last year, and he's not shooting the ball like that this year.
My son's favorite player in the last 5 to 7 years was better than him and is not in the NBA, and that's Dez Wells.
Yeah. Probably Dez was more of a slasher.
I understand, but he was more productive.
Yeah.
Believe me,
I was a Dez Wells guy, and Pete ridiculed me.
Dez Wells playing right now? I'm going to throw a dart, and I'm going to guess he's playing professionally in
Bulgaria.
I'm going to go Greece.
Well, last I saw, he was in a G League team. But I think he was playing overseas.
I'll go. China.
China's always a good pick.
So last night, the Terps didn't have 1 3 made off the bench.
Yeah. Well, they don't have much of a bench anymore.
They don't. But they took like 10 or 11 shots.
Yeah.
I think the bench went 0-for from 3.
Yeah. It's frustrating. But, they're kids. They're 18 to 21. They're trying.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying they're not trying.
Turge is trying.
I just think that they're limited.
They're limited.
And Turge has got to be bitter.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, in some of these big games, too, I mean, they're just, what was it? The Michigan State game, so depressing, never had a lead. This game, I mean, at one point they were down 17. What was the final? I turned it off with 7 minutes to go.
They lost by like 9.
11 or 12 or something.
Yeah.
They easily could have lost 4 in a row.
Remind me.
Their one win was the crazy three.
Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Hit the bomb from 40 feet.
Well, right. Not just that, but they come back and outscore Michigan State by like 13 in the last 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could have lost that game. Michigan State doesn't lose 9-point leads with 3 minutes to go.
By the way, Des Wells is plying his trade, or last was, in the Philippines.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
When was he last in the G League? Does it have that?
Look it up.
They usually give the G League a run early in their career, then they realize it's not happening. Then they bounce.
I think
overseas.
He did the opposite. He went overseas, really? Then came to G League. Then maybe he bailed again.
Here's his.
So why would you
Odyssey.
Play there and make $30,000?
He played for the Oklahoma City Blue. I'm assuming that's their G League team. Then he played for Doxa Lefkadas. Yeah. I don't know where that is. Back to the Oklahoma City Blue. Scandone Avellino. Back to the Blue. VL Pissarro. San Miguel Beermen. That might be
what he was doing is
my favorite team name of all time.
G League, then going overseas, then back to just playing ball year round.
Right. Yeah.
G League, back to overseas.
Yeah, blame him. Make his money when he can.
Yeah, do it.
They should mention on the program today, Todd Reardon's going to join us, the head coach of the Washington Capitals. Big one against the Flyers tonight. We'll talk to Coach Reardon coming up at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Plus, it is a game show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some great prizes in the 9 o'clock hour, giving away Caps tickets.
Ooh, good.
On a game show Wednesday right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. I'm the fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I know that our Junks Radio Twitter account, if you follow us at Junks Radio, posted a picture of Jason with his pens. Do you have your new pen with
that
you?
That made me chuckle.
Yeah, it's the Breakers.
It looked like you had a handful of at least three or four.
I had four.
Okay.
I had four, but I think I lost two. I don't know where the other two went.
You lost two?
I don't know where they went.
Yeah. What I'm amazed by our listeners is they look deeply at the pictures.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, they evaluate everything.
You can't tweet a photo and not crop it and not have every listener.
You better have it tight.
Detail every single thing that's in the photo.
They're gonna.
I'm talking background, foreground, anything that's around you. They're gonna pick up on it.
Check out the picture at Junks Radio on Twitter, because what people noticed was in the background.
Yeah.
That there was a guy that looked a little bit like Elton John.
Actually, I think it's a woman, because it made me zoom in on it. As soon as I saw comment, I said,
I don't want to.
Wow. I was like, wow, Rocket Man's in the restaurant.
Rocket Man.
Oh, so,
on the left. And then somebody else
said that was that girl's mom.
Yeah, I thought I was a woman, but it's a funny thing. Woman,
can I see that again? Laugh.
Elton John, and then they said maybe six toes, which I thought was maybe
I think what I noticed about that girl is she was kind of arty. I think her legs were spread the whole time. Like, I was facing her. She was manspreading her legs at the table across from me.
Yeah, I posted that picture. I don't really think about
what's in the background
what's
and
in
stuff.
The background.
I'm
going to
start getting joned on.
When I posted that photo of Lurch going to the bathroom outside, I didn't realize that his Rooney could have been hanging out. And people were zooming in.
Yeah, you might want to check on that.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Very reckless photograph.
I just posted it.
I know. You didn't think about that, did you?
But most people were focused
on... Very haphazard of you,
most people were focused on your rubber band wallet.
Well, also the jeans. The jeans. the baggy jeans.
The Pens picture, which is the most
Pens
recent
picture.
On Twitter, at Junks Radio. Most people were focused on that wallet where it's just an old rubber band. Yeah. It's actually a pretty big
knot. I don't have a wallet. I haven't had a wallet in years.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You actually like that system better?
Yeah.
Why?
Let me see it.
It's just because I just feel like the wallet gets a little too thick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's in the middle of your
thick. I remember your wallet used
Mine's
to be
super thick.
Yeah, I can't. Where do you put it?
You put it in my, sometimes I put it in my front pocket.
Oh, yeah, it's too big.
Yeah.
Let me see how thick your wallet is.
I bet you it's not much more thicker than.
Oh,
let me see your knot.
Look how thick that is.
Because I 4 inches.
Let's do a side by side. Look at that.
Well, you know why? Because I put everyone's business cards in here. Now I also have my receipts. I got my receipts to give it Mike's silly expenses.
I just gave him my receipt.
Did you already?
Yeah. I'm bitter. I lost my Burger King receipt from the airport.
I did too.
You're bitter about it.
It was like $9.
I've never seen anybody so desperate to get expenses. I'm not even too worried about my meals. I just want my car. I want my hotel
and the flight.
Those are the biggies. A couple meals here and there I don't care about.
The flight wasn't the flight covered?
I don't think it was.
I think it was put on ours, on our credit card.
Wasn't on mine.
Yeah, I'm
not sure.
I'll
have to double check my statement.
Maybe they just hooked you because you're such a pain in the ass.
I remember, though, that maybe, you might be right, that maybe it was under CK's credit card.
I'm pretty sure he covered
it. Nice. I don't know. I just assume, like every other trip.
But yeah, Jason's on top of it. He was doing that at 6:01 doing his expenses.
I've never seen anything like
it. I am on top of that.
Never seen anything like
it. Look, I get that money.
That market went down another 800 yesterday. What's the futures for today? Going to go down
probably
anymore?
Down.
Who knows?
$3,000.
Who knows? Emergency rate cuts.
Gonna,
who knows what's going to happen?
You're going to lose your butt.
It's got a point where I think it's really serious damage.
You're going to lose your butt.
I'm not looking.
I never quite understand the Fed interest rates.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that
too. Does that mean like our mortgage rates, like if I was to refinance, would be significantly lower?
Not necessarily significantly. They only cut it by half a point, I think.
Yeah, I think that affects all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it should, in theory, be
bank
helpful
loans
to some of that stuff.
The I don't really understand any of that stuff.
Well, the idea is they're trying to encourage people to invest in the market, not just get loans.
Right. When they say, the Fed just poured in billions of dollars, like, where are they getting those billions of dollars?
They want people to spend.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
I'm not going to look at it. See,
I can't look at it.
Cakes looked at his 401k statement
yesterday. I looked at it yesterday, yeah.
How much, what percentage down was it? Honestly, off your peak value.
I'm not very, it's probably down.
It's probably down 6 or 7%.
Yeah, 6-7%, 8 maybe.
And that was, that was before yesterday. You didn't look at it today.
Did not look at it today.
Yeah. It's,
I'm going to, take a hiatus.
How about you look at it when you're 60?
It's add another 2%.
No, that's craziness.
I think it's responsible to look at it occasionally. You don't wait until you're 60.
I can't.
It was down at least that, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Is it down this much?
It was down about that amount.
About this much?
The top amount, yeah.
Well, the top amount.
Correct.
Closer to the top amount than the bottom amount?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, that's good.
Well, it's not good. It was better than the
better than what I was thinking. I was thinking it was
Do you want to get me even more depressed? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it. I mean, I didn't say nothing.
And
I just showed him a number.
I want the $9 Burger King receipt.
I mean, it's $9.
It adds up, man.
Jason, check your credit card because you definitely have a flight under your expenses here from January 29th. It was bought.
Really? All right. Well,
How can you tell? You can tell on the computer.
I got all your passwords.
I was told by our program director that he covered all of the
flights,
and we were supposed to just put our credit card down for the room. That's what I was told. I want to double check with
him. Can you get confirmation on that for me? Because I know that you don't care. Those things.
I don't even mind the dumb process. I just want my money back. Whatever it is. I don't care.
But I'll check.
And I'll eat the breakers meal. I don't care. Ooh. I don't care. I want the biggies.
I do.
Yeah.
$73.
Trying to track that money down.
I gave it to him.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna dikembe that.
Yeah, huh? They're gonna say.
But what I think is fair.
Give me 35.
Is you just say, hey, whatever the limit is, just give me the limit, right, and then right. You know I'll eat the rest. That's fair.
I'll let Drabby work his magic.
Yeah, he doesn't have much magic over there.
Very little.
Very little.
Yeah, very little pull.
Yeah.
I know that this would never happen, but I know that they do this in certain sports. It'd be nice if we landed and they just gave us a cash envelope.
Give us an envelope.
Per diem.
This is, this is what you get.
That's the dream. Get the
Anything
per diem envelope.
Over this,
well, if they did that, we'd
you.
Be eating a Burger King every meal because everyone in here is a squeaker.
Yeah, we just pocket the difference.
Everyone in here is a squeaker. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to save my money. I'm going to go over here.
They should definitely do that. They would save money.
Definitely save money. Yeah.
Well, they might not really if they're only going to give you X amount anyway.
Drab, run it up the flagpole. Your management, yeah. See what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to pitch that.
Pitch it.
Just give us a per diem.
$50.
$50 a day per diem?
Yeah.
I'll take those $50 right to the Palm Beach Kennel Club and try to turn it into $150.
Exactly.
I might even bet on the dogs.
Right.
Who knows?
That's fine. Whatever we had to do.
By the way, the casino that I played with... Where I met up with Dave Richard, they have a racetrack. I had to ask, do you race dogs here or do you race horses? Apparently, the Isle Casino, they race horses.
Nice.
Not dogs.
A dog track has to be much smaller.
I don't think it's... I don't know.
It has to be.
It looks pretty big from when I've seen it.
Well, those horse racing tracks are huge.
Probably smaller, but I don't know. I don't have a definitive answer on
Pete
that.
Pete's a race guy.
Pete would definitely know.
I'm not a fan of the concept of just greyhounds racing around against other greyhounds. I would like mixed breeds.
Because they would get smaller.
Well, that's unfair.
I'd like to see a German Shepherd in there.
Just like a heavyweight versus a lightweight.
They would get crushed.
Can't do that.
They're not designed to run
like
that.
I'm intrigued. Maybe a handicap. Maybe give the...
Give them a head start.
That's just
Do they really like
stupid.
Chase a rabbit around or something? Or like a fake thing on a...
You act like the whole thing
might.
Isn't stupid.
I think they might, right?
The whole thing is stupid.
Of course the whole concept is stupid. But it's really stupid trying to race a poodle against a greyhound.
Right.
I mean, that's really stupid.
Pete has to know.
Pete, are you there? Is Pete listening? Or is he doing his, like, his Bloomberg?
I know Pompano Park is harness racing, my friends.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, right. But my question is a dog track significantly smaller than a horse racing track? I would assume it is.
Yeah, because Pompano's a 5/8 mile track, and Rose Cross 5/8. Meadowlands is a mile all the way around.
Right. So what's a dog track? Do you have any idea?
Probably be a quarter mile. At the top.
Yeah.
I mean, at its biggest.
There's just no way they run as far as horses.
Of course not.
No. Cakes is looking at me like.
I said I didn't know.
Of course not.
How would I know
Look
that?
At the size of the animals.
I agree.
Quarter mile significant,
Cakes
though.
Cakes act like he didn't know it was a horse racing track. I feel like I've been to a dog track before, and it's not nearly that big.
I've been to a bunch of dog tracks.
I know, golf courses.
And 83s.
Yeah. I know. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, man. I don't want to bum everybody out, but reading these Tennessee stories, just awful, right? I think, how many have you seen dead so far? 24? And they say 70 are still missing? If you're missing, you're Dunsky. There's 100 people killed
Most
by that.
Most likely.
100 people killed by that damn tornado. Unbelievable. And last night, remember
well,
how you
I mean,
said...
It hit in the middle of the night.
Yeah, last night you said, because a couple nights ago you said, didn't you guys feel the wind or hear the wind? I didn't. Did you hear it last night? Around...
No.
Well,
yes.
You were probably asleep, 10:30 or something? It felt like the derecho. Like, it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, huge wind gusts that my wife said were reported to be in advance. They said they might hit 70 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think a derecho is like over 100. They were massive.
I heard trash cans rolling around.
I had two big-ass gusts come through. When I say gusts, sustained for like a minute. And then they kind of went away.
No, I was watching the weather, and they said there was going to be some quick storms coming through around... You know, after dinner.
They were a show. Were they after effects of all the storms from, like, Tennessee and all that? Is that kind of like the drama moving north?
It probably had something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of that was all south. But, yeah, it was definitely a line of storms that came
through
the air last
night. Because I had three Rollins in my backyard.
Right.
That at any moment.
Big trees.
They could take us out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At any moment. There's one in particular. Two of them lean towards, like, the Mormon temple. So I feel like if they're going to go, they'll go towards the temple. One of them is leaning right towards our bedrooms. Really, my daughter's bedroom. Take her out with the quickness.
You got to get that stuff taken care of.
It's like that taking that tree down is going to be like 10K. Let's just roll the dice.
You've been talking about that for at least 5 years, and you haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Would you? It's
so expensive.
I don't
know how often it happens in your neighborhood. How many homes have been pummeled by trees? Because
honestly, probably happens every season.
Hundreds of houses.
Probably happens every season. Yeah. You know, the thing is the soil gets wet, and that's what really dooms you, because the soil gets wet. That's it. Little wind topples it over. Happened right on Connecticut Avenue. The ramp off of 495 to Connecticut Avenue, just like the one that hit my son on East West Highway, all the way across the road, a car punked like 3 days ago.
Person just survive it?
Yeah, because it looked like it came down right in front of the car.
Oh.
And they were sitting there, and I had to go off. I couldn't go home. I had to go home Georgia Avenue. I was there before the 5-0 even arrived. It was just moisture from the rain.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's your personal call. I'm sure your wife has talked about it with you.
Yeah, we look at it.
You make
a
decision.
It's expensive. Yeah. Honestly, those big ass trees were like you can't even wrap your arms around. You know what I mean? They're massive.
Yeah. Sure. That's one that you can't call your brother up and say, "Hey, I got this tree I need you to cut down."
He turned out to be professional. I love my siblings. I love my brother Matt. He turned out to be the worst tree cutter in history. It took him forever. Like 3 trips to cut down a tree that was maybe this thick. I mean, it took forever. Now it was tall.
Was he cutting it with a butter knife? He not have the proper tools?
He went through 2 chainsaws and had to get a third.
Wow.
He said that the wood was hard. It was harder than he thought. I don't know. Some wood harder than other woods?
I'm sure.
Of course.
I don't know. I'm not a tree expert.
not an arborist.
I just said cut the tree down. It's a small one. You should be able to handle it.
No. I would think that a chainsaw would be able to cut down any tree with ease.
No, but apparently, because I don't know either. There's all kinds of different size chainsaws. You have little nubbers. You have ones that are a little bit bigger. You know, your home ones. And then you have, like, big industrial.
Well, I would guess you have an industrial size one if you're cutting massive trees down.
Well, he looks like he got one at, like, Toys R Us. Because that thing was not doing any work.
Drab, what trucks do we always fear when they're on the road when we see them? There are 2 types.
The gas trucks.
Gas trucks,
number one.
Tankers, and logging trucks.
Should always
strike fear in your heart when you're driving
those
fast.
Logs. But those things are so heavy. They're not.
What about the trucks with the cars on them?
The cars.
Yeah. I don't worry about those as much.
Oh, I do.
The one scene is.
Aren't they chained in?
I don't try and get. I mean, I always.
Gasoline tankers always tilt me.
Yeah, they're scary.
But pretty close behind, logging trucks.
I worked with a woman when I had my real job for 6 months. I worked with a woman. Whose husband was a gas truck driver.
Right.
Blew up.
Incinerated.
Donked him off.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
That's a show. Did he crash, like, into a bridge?
I mean,
how did it happen?
I didn't ask how he...
didn't get all the details?
I didn't ask how he perished. She said her husband drove a gas truck, and it blew up. Donked him off.
It's a dangerous way to make a living.
It's the worst.
Obviously.
The worst.
I don't even like filling up my car when the tanker is at the gas station.
No.
Tilts me.
Why?
I'm just nervous.
Of what?
It blowing up.
Flames.
And me blowing up along with
Ron,
it.
What if you're smoking a cigarette or something at a gas station?
Oh, I see so many people that are very cavalier about smoking cigarettes at a gas station.
Right?
And it just tilts me.
Doesn't that seem insane to you?
They might not be super close to the pumps, but they're close enough.
I think smoking in general is insane.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
To choose to do death sticks is insane. Adding the equation of being at a gas station doesn't bother me because I just don't hear of many gas stations.
Oh, it doesn't bother you?
I don't hear of many gas vapors all over the place. I just don't hear of many gas stations blowing up because of a cigarette.
I don't either.
If you can give me a bunch of stories that say this is something that happens frequently, even, you know, once a month,
it happens in the movies.
It happens in the movies, and that's why it affects me. Because I've seen it happen in the movies where the guy flicks a cigarette, there's a trail of gas leading to the pumps, and boom, it's a big inferno. Right. It's end of days type stuff.
But you haven't heard of it in real life.
No, not really. But it still worries
me. Don't they say you're not supposed to get in and out of your car because the static electricity?
That, and they say you shouldn't use your phone either.
While
you're pumping gas.
You mean I can't even check a website or something?
Not supposed to.
Really?
It's a hazard.
Well, doesn't everybody do that?
Of course.
It's a bigger hazard to just touch the gas pump.
Probably is.
Get that Corona.
Oh, and I'm always convinced I still have the nozzle in the tank when I'm pulling out, even though I know that it's not there.
Don't you have like an OCD
check?
Thing?
I check it 100 times.
You have an OCD thing.
I take it out and I put it back into the pump, yeah. And I say to myself,
did you put it back?
It's in the pump. I know I've done this, but then I turn on the car and then I look. And
well,
then
so
I look
you know
again.
What that tells me? You never wait around to hit, no, I don't want the receipt. That tells me you never do that.
No. You have to hit that before you pump your gas. Most of the spots I go to.
Oh,
they
no.
Ask
the ones
you, do
I
you
do.
Want receipt? And I say, no chance.
Oh, no. The ones I go to, they always ask me after. So then you put it up. And then the last question is, do you want a receipt? I hit no. And then I leave.
Most of the spots I go to, they ask you if you, first of all, they ask you if you want a car wash. Of course,
yeah,
I don't want a car wash.
Right.
And then, do you want receipt? No chance.
No, they ask me the receipt after.
And then I check 9 times to make sure I'm not going to pull off and do $500 worth of damage to the pump.
Right.
All right, phone number is always, if you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. Todd Reardon, head coach of the Caps, joins us at 7. You don't want to miss that here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go. I think we'll pencil it in for 9:20. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Capitals on a game show Wednesday. It's also the first Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
That means Cakes is hosting the Cakes Classic over at MGM National Harbor.
Correct. Cakes. Cards in the air at 7:15.
Yep.
$300 buy-in.
Do you have your room set?
I will talk to my man Johnny Grooms, who will get me a room a little bit later. We'll set that up. It took a 1 month hiatus because of the Potomac Poker Open last month, but it's back in March. So if you want to see some props tonight, perfect time to do it. Join me in the poker room. I will
you
be there.
You should have fun.
It will be a good time.
Now, the only thing is, we don't know how to talk about this, but there was an incident at MGM.
There was.
And
scary.
This is why Cakes, when he won his 13K or whatever, he put his money in a safety deposit box because he didn't want to leave there. And, you know, who knows? Some shenanigans might happen. Well, apparently, some guy won like 42K or something at one of their events.
Mm-hmm. Or like I think he was playing blackjack.
I don't know
the extent
maybe
of
it was blackjack.
Story.
I don't know what he was playing. And they
somebody followed him.
Followed him. I think there were two people in the car. Shot one of them.
Wow.
Follow him to Woodbridge, is that
I think
right?
It was Woodbridge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, see what I always say about Woodbridge, but still, it's scary. I mean, I don't know what you
one
do.
One man has been charged, two others
wanted. Oh, there
wanted.
They got him?
Yeah, they
well,
got
see,
him.
They got one guy.
They got one, two others wanted.
The thing is, what do you do? Even if you, like your Cakes, and you just put your money, they might not know you put your money in a safety deposit box. They might just follow you out of there anyway.
I just think if at any casino you have a, you take down a major score, you should probably like leave it in a safety deposit box
and
come back
on
and just
the down low.
Just take it, take it out piecemeal.
A couple days ago.
A couple nights ago.
Yeah. It's just show. Even if you got a police escort, that's not going to stop someone from following you.
Correct.
Yeah. I used to joke about it. You know, Jason carries the most cash of the junkies.
Yeah.
And back when he would take these trips to the Atlantis, he would walk around with like $10,000 in cash. And I used to joke, I'm just going to hire somebody to jump him.
Yeah.
Because you just shouldn't carry that amount
of cash. He doesn't
do
it anymore. No, he doesn't do that anymore.
This story says that Javonte Smallwood, who's 27 of Southeast, this loser, was charged Monday with armed robbery.
Right.
He was already in jail in Fairfax County on unrelated charges.
So I guess he'd been released somehow. I mean, he'd been released and then he committed this crime while he was out, is what it sounds like, correct?
It's what it sounds like.
Read it again, Jason.
He says he was charged Monday with armed robbery and aggravated malicious wounding. He already was in jail in Fairfax County on unrelated charges.
I guess
so. Must have been arrested after he did this on some other charge. He was already in jail.
Yeah, and then they caught
Isn't
him.
Isn't that what it's saying?
So he went on a crime spree on that one night.
Well, that's dumbass.
Yeah.
So he robs a guy of $42,000 and then commits another crime? And he gets arrested on that in Fairfax County.
That's what criminals do. I don't think they all of a sudden go straight.
Unless I'm reading it wrong.
No, because the robbery was in December.
Yeah, that's why I asked you guys.
Oh, I thought it was a couple days ago. I don't know.
Right, so the dum-dum was already in jail, and he's just a criminal.
Right. Career criminal.
He's a loser.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just terrifying.
But they're looking for two other guys.
Yeah. Well, they'll catch him. They sound like they know who they're looking for.
All I'm going to try to do tonight is try to steal your blinds in the poker tournament, okay? That's all I'm going to try to do.
You should just walk out of there with your pockets out.
Right.
You know what I mean? To show you got nothing.
Exactly. That's the move.
Just your pockets are out.
Yep.
Nothing in there.
That's what I used to do in Philly. Back in 94 through 97, when I lived in Philadelphia, and when I would park within a couple blocks of the campus, I was told open up everything so that people could see some. So I'd open up my glove compartment, I'd open up the console in the middle, and my buddy one time left his sunglasses on the dashboard.
Probably $10 sunglasses.
They smashed the windows for the sunglasses.
Unbelievable. They went
in. So I actually think your pocket idea is not
bad. Not a bad idea. Sure, I got nothing. Pockets are empty.
Maybe glasses.
Pockets are straight.
Maybe walk with your wallet on your hand to show that it's empty.
No.
But I just like to play the numbers game.
I'm telling you what you have to do at
MGM. Of course,
you
play the numbers game, but people are getting popped.
At MGM, and I told you this, if you win a bunch of money and you walk out of that place with cash, if you walk to the garage, you're a clown. What you do
get someone to get your car.
You hire something. You give a guy $50. You tell him to go get your car. Bring it around to the front to the valet where they have some security.
But they can still follow you. That doesn't prevent them from following you.
They can still follow you, but at least you're not getting jumped in the garage.
Okay, they just shoot you back at home.
Well, I mean, you just have to keep your head on a swivel.
It'd be a little bit harder for them to follow you because they have to know what type of car you have. Now,
they follow you to your car, and then they do it. They watch you say, "Oh, that donk just cashed out $40,000. I'm going to watch what he gets."
Once you're in your car, you're driving off.
I think it'd be more difficult.
They get their car, find you. I don't know how they do it. They got to figure it out.
Valet behind you?
I don't know. Somehow they got to figure it out, dude. They did it.
Well, it sounds like they did it because they followed him to the garage.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Jason's valet system would be much more difficult.
It's safer
for somebody to follow.
I'm not saying it's fail safe. I'm just saying it's safer.
I would agree with that.
I'm just hoping it's a very isolated case. Crime happens everywhere.
It is.
Correct.
What are you going to do?
Like I said, if you play the numbers games, think of how many people go there every day.
Oh, so many. It's always so crowded.
And I'm not saying most
people
of them
lose
win
the numbers
money.
Game every day, all the time. I know you've been lucky. You've been on the right side of it. But
not really. I've been stabbed in my life.
Yeah.
I'm actually one of those rare numbers.
Right. Well, it's distressing. It's scary. Because it wouldn't even occur to me, really. I would just be butt-sized, cash my winnings.
Sure.
My pockets
would be
straight.
Here's what's never going to happen. I'm never winning that.
I don't win anyway.
Because I play in like the Junkies Poker Open over.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Richard asked me while we were playing. He's like, so do the other guys on the show play? I said, no. They play like once a year.
Yeah.
They play poker once a year. A Junkies Poker Open, that's about it.
Right.
Used to be twice a year when we would play.
That's correct.
Well, I forget what the name of that one was, the defunct poker tournament that we'd play in over at Maryland Live.
Can't remember. They had something.
Whoever lasted longer.
Oh, yeah. For the scammer poker tour that was ultimately
the PPA tour, right?
PPC, I believe.
PPC is what they
ultimately, it was a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys who were running it were stealing money.
Right.
from the entrance.
Right. All right, so the Caps do have a huge game tonight against the Flyers because the Flyers are chasing them in the Metro. We're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. Basically, what, 5-6 weeks away?
What seed would they be right now, Cakes? We went through this the other day.
I'd have to look at the brackets.
Ish, just ish.
I think they're around a three.
A three seed?
But they're still atop the Metro.
Yeah.
So really a two seed.
Right.
And the Pens snapped their 6-game losing streak last night.
So does that mean they would get home ice?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
If they win the Metro, you get home ice.
Until they would face, the Bruins, I guess.
Right, who had a better record.
Bruins
right.
beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last night.
Gotcha.
So we'll talk to Coach Todd Reirden next for you Caps fans right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.